This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We appreciate you, Jesus. God, I have come. Touch me your own way. This meeting is given to you, Jesus. Take charge. Take over. Speak your hearts. Speak your desires to us. Jesus. We appreciate you, our Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I just want to say a few words, and I believe these words will help us. They will strengthen us and help us to journey even in this path of life. You know, when you talk about family, family is actually a dream in God's heart. Family started with God, and everything will end with God. So God is the creator of the family. God is the maker. God has also made the place an abode, a place that his children can come to and be blessed. Everybody is supposed to be raised in a family. Everyone. He has made provisions for everybody in the family. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 13. Colossians 3 from 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Now, when you say forbearing one another, you have to be able to bear with one another, to be able to go a long way, no matter what happens. It says forgiving. So it's not forgive, forgiving. And do you know that the main place where you find forgiveness being seen, being shown for, is actually in the family. You know, that's the place we stay together. You know, that's the place we live together. You cannot do without your brethren. You cannot do without your father, your mother, your sisters, and whoever God adds to the family. Came so strongly to me that that's the place where you show forth what you are learning. That's where you go to what you have learned. That's where you show it. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of God in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. You see, when you say teaching and admonishing, teaching should come to our homes. Whatever we are learning in church, we should bring it to our homes, because that's the place where you bring it down to everybody. That's where you can give it to everybody at their own level. And that's why fathers must be teachers. Yes, fathers, you are in charge of the homes. So you must be teachers. You must be able to bring forth that which you are learning in church. Now, by the time you are bringing it forth and your people will start having the same mind with the church, that means you are doing a good job at home. Family is a place we cannot ignore, because God himself is with us in the families. So you learn to admonish, you know, teaching, admonishing one another. One another. Now, somebody that is not raised cannot admonish. When children are raised, they can admonish one another. So that's the place whereby you have to show forth that which you are learning at every point in time. Family is key. Family is a place where God has made. He made a template for everybody to be fed. So, and whatsoever you do in word, so there are some things you have to do in word. As you hear the word, you do them in word and deed. These are in actions. You show forth what you have learned. You show forth what you are learning. And the more you show, that shows that you are ready to receive more, to even to show more. So whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. When he says Father, you know, Father comes into being because there is a family. There's no father outside. Fathers are in the house. So Christ came to show us who the Father is, because the Father is the father of the family. He's the one in charge of the family. He's the one we are all relating with, and the one we will all give account to the Father. The Father is watching. He's watching the father. He's watching the mother. He's watching the children. Now, every single one of us, we're going to give account back to him. He now goes straight to the family. Now, let's look at the family very well. He said, wives, says, submit yourself unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord, as it is expected, as it is what God wants for the wife. The blessings of the wife is in submitting. When we submit to our husbands, that is where the blessings of the Lord comes to us. When a husband gives instruction, because he is the husband, you are a husband, not because you are the smartest person. But that's the way God made it. God has designed it that you as a husband should be in charge of the family. So he said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Now, at times, your husband takes some decisions that are not too palatable. And you know, you are not to go against what he has said. Yours is to go to God and pray about it. You know, God can change anybody. So wives, you are to reverence your husband. He must be in charge. The husband must be in charge. And this is seen by what the wife does. You must make sure that your children are in total submission to their father. The wife will make sure that the children obeys their father. Will make sure that the children do things according to the laws of the home. Every home has their laws. But the laws are under God. So our laws should not be outside God. Our laws should be under God and under Christ. Then under the church. You know, when everybody is taken care of in the family, then the church is okay. Because whatever is happening in the family flows back to the church. When God says do something, that means that thing is not naturally easy. It's not naturally for a woman to submit. It's not naturally easy to give everything to the man, to make sure that man has the final say in the home. It's not naturally easy. So that's why he said, he gives it as an instruction, a commandment. Commandments are not meant to be, is it, is it not? No, you don't check on it. When it's given as a commandment, your own is to do and obey what the man is saying in the house. They say, husband, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Say, love your wives. When he says love, love for a man is not easy to love. He's not saying love many women, your wife, only one that he has given you. And loving her is a lot of work, because when you say a woman is a makeup of so many things. The woman is decked up with so many things. And in that state, he's saying, love her. Now, I love the instructions of God. When he says, love your wife, he did not say, man, love your wife when she submits to you. Love her, and you must love her. No matter what happens, love must be in the family, must be towards your wife. And I said, and be not bitter. Because he knows that if you don't love her, you can easily fall into bitterness. And when you are bitter, you can't bless her. And as the husband, you are supposed to bless your wife. So if you don't love, goodness cannot flow out of you to the woman. Blessings cannot flow out of you to the woman. You can't lead her if you don't love her. You want to easily let go of her. And God is saying, no, don't let go of your wife. Love your wife as Christ has loved her. You know, so many things we do that we do against Christ, and he has not stopped loving us. So man is calling you into the position that he himself is. As he loves the church, so love your wife. Children, obey. You know, God has everything for everyone as member of the family. Children, obey your parents in all things. Now, parents, our own is to show our children the way of the Lord by the everlasting gospel. So we must understand the gospel. Not only understand the gospel, we must live by the gospel. To be able to show our children that this is the way you should go. A father should not say, my child, do what I say and not what I do. So whatever we say, we should do. You know, children learn so much from our actions than what we say. They listen to us and they are able to compare. Okay, what is daddy doing? What is mommy doing? What they are doing, is it in line? Then children are actually open. You know, when they come to church, they come to learn. You can't behave as if your children are not learning. They are learning at their own levels. But even at their own levels, they are encouraged to live when they see us living the life in their presence. We live out Christ in the presence of our children. For this is well pleasing unto the Lord. You now went back to fathers and children. You know, mothers have a way with children that they can easily talk to mommy, easily come to mommy, easily discuss with mommy. You know, the place that children find difficulties at times is with fathers. Is that addressing father? He said, provoke not your children to anger. That means don't do things that will make them pissed off with your family. Don't give instructions that stand against what the church is saying. Don't say, this is our own house. We know what we are doing in our own house. Church is talking about their own thing. No, our house should be mini church. The laws that goes on in the church should be the same thing in our houses. Lead your children according to the everlasting gospel. So you must understand Christ. You must understand the Father, the Lord, and you must understand God to be able to give it to our children. Provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Children look unto their fathers. The father is in charge of the homes. Now, in homes, we should permit that which is of the Lord to be seen in our midst. Now, when God said homes, he made a place whereby everybody can be taken care of. So that means some people can be in our house as servants. God cares about everybody. So in that home, you shouldn't treat your children in a particular way and treat your servants in another way. Everybody should enjoy God together under our canopy. He says, servants, obey in all things your master. Because God has said that whatever instruction they are going to give is based on the gospel, is based on our life. So that means you must see your servants as part of your family. So you don't treat them differently. You don't give them different food. You don't treat them harshly. You don't treat them as if they are not human beings. They are actually people that God himself has thoughts about, plans about to grow in our families. Now, he says servants should not do things as eye pleasers. It's not that when your boss is there, you do things right. And when he's not there, you start misbehaving. No, that is not of God. You should do things as you are doing it as unto the Lord. Don't see it as being done unto my master. See it as being done as unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. So every one of us, God expects us to find succor in the family. The family is a place, is a setup whereby everybody's need is to be met. So all of us in the family were to depend upon the Holy Ghost to be able to teach us. It's easy for some people to hear and do. Some is not that easy. But notwithstanding, we shouldn't give up on anybody in the family. You should know that they can all be helped. Everyone in the family can be helped. And God has made it in such a way that everybody should be helped in our families. So fathers and mothers, we have a job to do. Our job is to obey the everlasting life. Come into the understanding of life and live by it. In all that we do, Christ should be seen in our homes. So we should love commandments and should keep commandments in our homes. Now let's also go to Ephesians. I also talk about family. Ephesians chapter 5. It says submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Submitting yourselves. Now, before you go to wife submitting to the husband, every one of us, submission is what is expected of us. You know, we are to submit one to another in the fear of God, not because of any other thing, but because God is the one that is the center of our homes. And I said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Submission is key. Wives, we need to learn this submission thing. Don't just feel, I'm doing it. No, we have a lot to learn when it comes to submission. You have to reverence your husband. Give him his due respect. Respect. You respect him because he is the man of the house. And he is the priest of the house. You know one thing about house, families. When things goes wrong in the family, God is not going to ask the wife. God is going to ask the husband. He's the priest. He's the one in charge. He's the one that should know what his family should look like and should work at it, making sure that every person is in submission in the house to God, plus his wife. So there's a work the husband has to do to make sure that the wife is in total submission. So the man must lead by the Spirit. He must lead by the doctrines of Christ. Because women, we can easily follow after doctrine. You can easily follow doctrine. If you see a man living according to instructions that are given in the church, you are okay. 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Now see, Paul is comparing family to the church. Christ is the head of the church. As Christ is the head of the church, so also the husband is the head. He's the one in charge. He's the one that has to know the go-between things in his house. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. I want us to look at something that is expected to be in the house, in our families. 4:24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. He said putting away lying. Lying should not be found in our homes. That's a place where lying should be dealt with. We should fear God. We should raise our children to also fear God and say the truth no matter what is happening. Now speak every man truth. So for us to speak truth, lying must be dealt away with. And the home is a platform where that can be done. It's a platform where lying can be done away with. Where deception can be done away with. And it should be done away with in our homes. 26 now says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Now, in a home, so many things happen. Your children will offend. He said, be angry and sin not. Don't be overtaken by that anger and react in that anger. Because if you react in anger, you will sin. Your child has done something you want to punish. Don't punish the child with anger. If you punish the child in anger, you will overbeat the child. And love will no longer be seen in whatever we are doing. So in raising our children, in raising the people in our family, they do things, learn to let things go easily. We shouldn't be appealing, daddy, we are sorry, we are sorry, we are sorry. And daddy is not accepting our sorry. No. When that is done, then you're telling the children, you can stay with your anger as long as you want. That means you are proving anger in the family. No, our places should be places of calmness. You know, there is peace in our homes. He said, neither give place to the devil. Now, if anger persists, enemy comes in. That is his material. And he can't see his material and look away. So that means they're actually opening a door for the enemy to come and have seats in our homes. One thing fathers and mothers should learn is that learn to give forgiveness easily. It shouldn't be stressful to say forgive. It should just flow. You understand? Because when that is happening, you are cleansing our homes. We are not permitting the enemy to have a place, to have a portion in our homes, in the lives of our children. So you are permitting the Lord to keep cleansing. It is expected of every home. It is expected of every family that forgiveness is a watchword. You forgive and keep forgiving. You know what to do? Even when it's not yet done, prepare yourself for forgiveness. So no matter what happens, you are ready to give it. So when that is done, you are helping our children, you are helping your wife, you are helping everyone in the family. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 6. It said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness is godlikeness, God's way of doing things. Now, you can't be godly and be covetous. One thing that godliness brings to our life is it brings contentment. You are okay. The house is calm. Everybody is in good order because life, when you say godliness, all of us are aiming towards being godlike in the home. So the children, the father, the wives, we are all aiming at having a home whereby God himself is in the center. And when he's in the center, we come into contentment. Whatever we have, we are able to use it to the best of the whole family members. You are not pursuing dreams that can put pressure upon the family. God will teach us to know that, okay, this is what is coming in. How do you allocate it? And it will be okay for everybody. So when that is done, God is helping us to raise our families in his own interest, not our own interest. Contentment is necessary. Be contented with what you have. You know, some of us, when you see a cloth, your cloth is looking nice. It ends there. Some is looking nice and you want it. That's covetousness. That's not part of what God is teaching. God is saying, whatever you have, be okay with it. Whatever he has made available for your family at every point in time, there are always levels. There's a level where everything is not too comfortable or convenient. But at that point, be contented with what you have. Don't go around borrowing to live. Don't borrow to live. Make do with what is available and let everybody know that this is what is available. Let us use it well without wastage. Must learn to keep and not waste things. Hallelujah. So I believe that the Lord himself wants our family to be healthy, to be whole, wants every single person in the family to be okay. When you are okay, you can easily follow God. Yes, you can easily see God and follow God. So God is saying, families, let's pay attention to our family. Let's not ignore our families. Whatever is being taught in the church, where we see it being practiced or being seen, is actually in the family. So the family is actually the smallest unit of the church. And when all units are okay, the smallest units are okay, then our church will be fine and will do very well. So let's pay attention to our families. Let's pay attention to instructions. Knowing that when instructions are given in church, we are to see them in our families. So when instructions are heard in church, let's take them back home and do accordingly. When you do that, then we are helping our children, we are helping our homes, and we are presenting our families as a unit that God himself can come and tabernacle it and move us further. We have not seen the end of what God has for family. He's still moving us on, but we must be able to do that which is releasing at this time to our family. God himself will help all of us together. See, something else occurred to me that everything that everyone needs is already in the family. Everything. The meal that you need to grow and grow well is already in the family. So let's not ignore our meals. Let's not, look away from what God is doing in our families at this time. Let's also cooperate so that at the end, every single person will be blessed being part of the family.
Shabana hakabana hosia fene antumani tena manzi atuna meni handa. Cinnamona costly pearls, deha costly. Oh, this manner of commandments, they are costly. Oh, they are not just found anywhere. They are costly pearls. I've given to you. See that you don't trample upon them. But take them. Use them. Adorn them. Use them to adorn your homes. Oh, for they are costly. They are holy. Holy commandments for raising holy homes. Healing homes. Come to heal homes. Heal homes. Receive healing, for in them you find healing. Yes, I see the bruises. Yes, I see the grinding, one against another. But I come with healing. Costly. Healing pearls. Holy homes. Raising you again. See me. I bring them costly. Use them. Adorn them. For reason, said the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Let's begin to appreciate God this morning. Let's just thank our Father.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.